Chrysler, C.C., wife and mother. White, May, Loma Linda, California, August 27th, 1905. Dear Brother Chrysler and wife and mother and May White and children, I will write a few lines to you as a family. We are in this place, Loma Linda, and it is a marvel to me that we are in possession of this place. There is no use for me to attempt a description of it. There is all that we need except meeting house, and there is a building which would answer the need for school and meeting house. We have a neat little church building in Redlands that will accommodate a goodly number, and it is neat and commendable on the outside. We came across it, Doris and I, while we were searching for some of our people, and we found Brother Johnson and his mother, and learned they were the cousins of Elder Wilson, who died in Australia. I had not a thought of meeting them. He was not at home, but he came soon, and we had a nice little visit. I became acquainted with Mother Wilson in rooms she occupied with the family of Brother and Sister Maynard in Greenville, Montcalm County, Michigan. Who supposed I should meet them here in Loma Linda? We had a nice little visit, and then we went to meet Ella May White Robinson, who was having her teeth repaired. I had an ill turn that night. The wind came up while we were searching for a place to rest. I think I took cold. I was in such severe pain I called for cayenne pepper and obtained some relief, but the same kind of a cold I had when at San Diego was upon me. I have coughed and sneezed, but not as severely as then. I could raise. I think I was poisoned under the tent with the breaths of 2,000 people. I have not eaten solid foods until today. I did for the first time since Sabbath eat a little bread. May has fed me with lemon juice and citrus juice and a couple of eggs. This is all I dared to eat, but Ella May is a faithful caretaker and nurse. She neglects nothing that she or I know how to do. I appreciate her. She has given me most faithful massage and rubbing and is at hand to do anything. I am surprised that she does so well. I am doing well now. I can raise and discharge from throat and nostrils. I thought I was going to have a severe time. I have suffered with pleurisy in left shoulder and arm and heart, but I am doing better. Shall speak in church to those who will assemble from Redlands and from other places not far distant. Then shall go to San Diego, and I know not what I shall meet there. I am more and more pleased with this place. I see in the buildings accommodations for schoolroom, for church, and yet room to spare. I cannot tell you all I would be pleased to say, but I am astonished at what we find in excellent feather pillows, excellent cotton mattresses, and two hair mattresses, abundance of carpeting, the good body Brussels. The long halls are all carpeted nicely, and there is most excellent furniture and easy chairs and every convenience. I counted 109 Russian towels, besides smaller linen towels I did not undertake to count. There are excellent, best quality white bedspreads, beside what are on the beds. 35 blankets, cotton and woolen, besides what are on the beds. A large number of sofa cushions, about 12. Everything seems so abundant, we scarcely know how to be thankful that no money need be spent for furnishings. There are wash bowls of the most beautiful sort. We would not think of getting such beautiful things. The coloring of the ware is rich and elegant. All the furniture is of good material and will not give way under the person. There are very fine iron bedsteads. There is a very large roll of matting that has never been used. Carpets are rolled up for the summer, but there are floors and halls that are all fully carpeted. The halls below, as well as above, are carpeted. The arrangements for a sunlight bath are all in order. Ella May has taken one. This house can be put in running order without much cost, except the painting of stairways and outside. They look rough and unsightly. There are 4 four-roomed cottages, with the nicest kinds of rugs, and another 9-roomed cottage. It is furnished so nicely and will cost so little to open the house. We need now the conveniences of nurses and physicians and ministers who will lead in religious activities in the 3 places we now have the responsibility of representing. We consider the buildings without 1 stick of furniture a great bargain. There are 76 acres of excellent land, 4 four-roomed cottages, the very nicest piazza on each, a 9-roomed cottage with rooms, ample rooms below and above, standing on a hill. This is furnished throughout. Then a square building to be used for their ideas of amusement, but it will be consecrated as a church and schoolroom, and another small dwelling for the farmer. There are 3 cows and 1 splendid, beautiful calf, 5 horses. The carriage gear is not much, 1 3- or 4-seated carriage.
It is certainly in the providence of God that we have this. We have roomy halls and 1 sunny room below, all of glass windows. Also, 1 in the 7-roomed cottage, all of glass. Many piazzas, large and commodious. We are more and more surprised as we see the advantages. As for the value of the pepper trees and variety of trees, they are of that order to delight the senses. We see where we can, if we choose, have meetings on the lawn under the trees. There are seats framed that would accommodate almost as many people as we had at our... something omitted here. The report is of an excellent meeting in the church at Redlands last Sabbath. I could not go. There was a meeting in the Grove last evening, an experience meeting. Brother Burden took the lead, then testimonies were born. One man stated he went to the camp meeting an unbeliever. But, he said, I was convicted and now wish to unite heart and mind to become a Seventh-day Adventist. I am pleased that you are to open a sanitarium in Loma Linda, and here is $100 I donate for this object, a sanitarium. The man seemed very happy. His face was expressive of his joy. We must make every effort possible to win souls to Christ, and we will have success. Brother Burden was greatly blessed and so thankful that 1 soul came to the light before the sanitarium was opened, and I am thankful for this 1 soul gathered in. Will it not denote a harvest of souls? We believe it will. Henry Kellogg was here Sabbath and Sunday morning. He seemed pleased, very much pleased. Just received letter from Glendale. He is of good courage. H. Kellogg accompanied him to Santa Barbara. His letter came just now with good counsel. Produce copies of this for Edson White, Elder Haskell, and anybody else you desire. I am anxious to hear from Sarah. Do write us something from home. May White, I want one of my best mattresses stripped. Tell Sarah. She will understand what I want. I had them a long time ago in Australia. Send when you get a chance, and do not send that by mail.